Parshat Yitro, so Yitro sees Moshe's busy day. Moshe sits there and there's people lined up all day to hear. Moshe hears their court cases, their disagreements, their arguments. So Yitro says, what are you doing there? And Yitro saw this and he says to Moshe, so the first thing the Malvim notices, again, the biggest sort of the Malvim is there's no synonyms. Every word has a slight nuance. So he notices that the change in word, first it says everyone was omed, vayamor ha'am al Moshe. And Yitro says, what are you doing that the whole am is nitzav alecha? So in English we translate them both as standing. But they're not the same kind of standing. That's going to be the Malvim's first point. And the second point comes to Moshe's answer. Moshe says to Vayomer Moshe l'Chanok, Yavoi elai ha'am l'drosh elokim, Giyam davar bay elai v'shafatati benish ben reyu v'odati chukei elokim v'toratav. Moshe says to him, they're all coming to be Dorish Elokim. They want to know what Hashem wants. They come to me, and I tell them between man and his friend who is right, and I tell them what the laws are of Hashem and his Torah. So what is Moshe's answer there? This is the Malvim's topic that we're discussing today. So first on, what's the difference between Vayamon and Nitzav? He said, the Malvim says Yitro's assumption was that Moshe is coming up with all these rules by himself. And the reason why Moshe is doing it himself, says the Malvim, is that they didn't get Parshat Mishpatim yet. So Moshe can't appoint anyone else. The only person who's able to judge based on Hashem's rules right now is Moshe. That's it, just Moshe. So if Yitro is right, then Moshe is just doing it himself from his logic. So Moshe, you can appoint other rational, fair people. You know, maybe they'll find something that they're an expert on, maybe something they're impartial on, and they'll also do it. That's what Yitro's suggestion is. And therefore, we're going to get to what Yitro's answer is. But in that suggestion, that's where the nuance between Vayamod and Nitzav is. The difference is, Amida is a hefech yeshiva. Amida refers to the act of standing as opposed to being sitting. Nitzav is the more formal, like people standing at attention. He said, around a king, you might have the guards are going to be nitzav next to him. You wouldn't describe them as omei next to him. They may literally be standing as opposed to sitting next to him, but what they're doing is they're doing something more formal. It's the royal honor to stand guard on the king. That's nitzav. That's not omeid. And so Yitro says, what are you doing, nitzav? What, you think everybody wants to hear you? Everybody just wants to get out of there. And ki kol echad rotzei lipater lebeito v'dochik ratzmon liyod harishon b'mishpat. They're all going to push their way in to be first and try to cut the line because they want to go home. So Moshe says, no. They're not nitzav. They're omeid. Why? And that's part of Moshe's answer. He says, the people coming to me, don't think that was one long answer. It's not kielim davar ba'ilav shavad ben Israel. What they're doing is they're coming to me and I'm judging them. No. First, there's people coming to me. Who's coming to me? A guy who harmed somebody else. Anashim tzadikim k'shiyesh b'neim saveg b'dinei mamonot. Hu etzlam kein sheila b'dinei yisr v'heter. Imagine Reuven hurt Shimon, and you know his ox ran over something, ate something, hurt him. So Reuven comes and says, "I hurt Shimon. How much do I owe Shimon?" It's not Shimon is coming and arguing with Reuven. That's the next step. We'll get there. First, it's Reuven because Reuven understands if I owe him money, I have money that doesn't belong to me, and that money doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Shimon. And me having that money in my possession, who's Savik Isor Gezel. And he doesn't have to bring the other one along. He's asking a Shaila. Just like you go to your rabbi and ask him, I drop milk in my fleshik supot, is it kosher? Can I do this on Shabbos? Whatever, Isser Vaheter, whatever, Bein Adam L'Makom, Halacha you want to ask the rabbi about, that's what he's asking about. I hurt Shimon, how much do I owe him? Sometimes it does happen that Reuven and Shimon have a disagreement. That's stage two. That's the v'shavatati bein ish uvein reyehu. And everybody wants to be there for this. Why? V'odati chukei elokim v'toratav. From coming to me, they learn these important rules. They learn the yesodot. They understand. Lo yishpatem al pisvar datzmo. It's not for me. I'm giving them godly wisdom. on giving them what a Kaddish Baruch Hu says is the right rule. And therefore, omdim tzufim lo malekach lavin lasso. They're not itching to get out of there. They're omdim. They're just they're standing. But not at attention, not because they have to be there. They're standing because they're all trying to be there. Because they all want to hear the godly wisdom. And they're not coming because they're forced to be there. So they're not nitzav, they're omid. And that's the issue with your assumption. Yitro, your assumption is I'm coming up with all this on my own. So why are we doing this? Let somebody else come up with it on his own too. The answer is no, I'm not coming up with it on my own. And I'm giving them the godly wisdom. Part of that godly wisdom is that if you have somebody else's money, that's Isser Gezel. If you hurt them, you owe them. And so sometimes people, the Baal Din comes without the other one. Normally, by the way, we have a rule in the court case, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. You can't hear one Baal Din without the other one. That's where there's two people coming with two sides of a story. You have to, if you hear one side, the other person has to be present. You can go to a rabbi and say, and this has happened to me. I had a guy that, I paid him for something. So he said, ask the rabbi whatever the Rav says. And then the Rav said, why don't you split it? I don't know, whatever the Rav said. But the point was, then I was allowed to go to the Rav without the other guy there, because whatever the Rav says, okay. That's a different kind of argument. That's not a mishpat. That's not a trial. So the trial, Moshe does that. Then both of them have to be there. But in the first one, it's one guy coming to make sure that I didn't do anything wrong, that I don't have money that doesn't belong to me. I'm not violating Isser V'Heter. Just like I wouldn't eat not kosher, I don't want non-kosher money in my possession. And the only way that makes sense is that all this isn't Moshe's logic. All this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules. And therefore, Moshe has answered all the assumptions Yitro made. Why are you making everybody stand there? Everybody wants to go. Nobody wants to be there. You're just coming up with this yourself. Let somebody else do that too. And the answer is no. I'm not coming. I'm imparting godly wisdom. Everybody wants to be there to learn these important yesodos, such that having money that belongs to somebody else is as usher as the eating not kosher. So these are important lessons we can learn about the Torah and the godly wisdom and about right from wrong and dine mamonos. Dine mamonos are dine Isser V'Heter, says the Malbim. And that's the lesson that Moshe has imparted to his father-in-law Yitro in this week's Parsha. Shkach.